Hello, and welcome to the Providence College Podcast. I'm your host, Liz Kay, and I'm joined by producer Chris Judge of the Class of 2005. Here on the Providence College Podcast, we bring you interesting stories from the Fryer family. This week, we have the pleasure of speaking with Lindsay Arruda, a biology and music double major in the Class of 2024, about some of her recent accomplishments. Arruda was crowned Miss Fall River in November. She also received a Congressional Award Gold Medal this summer after several years of charitable work and achieving fitness and professional development goals, as well as travel. Lindsay, we're so excited to talk with you today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, congratulations on your medal. The process for earning it is pretty extensive. How long have you been working on these goals?
It's been a few years. I think I started applying back in 2016, but it all really began in 2013 when I started my charitable foundation with my brother. We were supposed to go to the Boston Marathon. We go every single year. It's kind of a family event for us because my parents met and they fell in love on Boylston Street. So Boston was really a second home for us. And we always went near the finish line because we loved seeing the runners cross the line, just the smile on their faces. And then one year we happened to oversleep, and that was the year the bombs went off. And we were just watching the TV horrified, thinking we were supposed to be there. That's our city. And we tried to think of some way we could help. And that's when my brother and I came up with the original Boston Strong silicone wristbands and sold them on eBay for $5. And we weren't expecting much from it, but within a few minutes, people started buying them across the nation and across the world. And we were able to raise over $10,000 for the victims. And that kind of sparked the charity bug in us. And then we founded our nonprofit, the We Stand Strong Foundation. And that's when we started different charitable campaigns, like our We See You campaign, which I focused the Congressional Award on. That one is collecting new and gently used eyeglasses for those in need across the world. We help people from Puerto Rico, Greece, Syria, all over, and also Haiti.
And Lindsay, how did you get connected with eyeglasses? How did you see that as a place where there was an opportunity to help people?
Well, my mother's an optometrist, and everyone in our family wears glasses, so we know just from personal experience how debilitating it can be not having glasses. And I remember watching the news with my brother, and we were seeing the Syrian refugees that were escaping to Greece, and many of them didn't have time to worry about their glasses. They were lost or destroyed when they were trying to just flee for their lives and just find safety. And it was a need that was overlooked. So we are trying to help in that way, because I know it can affect everyday life, school, and it's just something that they need but don't often get.
Wow. But charity is just one of the four components for this gold medal. What else did you have to do in order to earn it?
There's also a personal fitness section. So that one, I did some cycling on a bike, which was a lot of fun. And also I did dance and show choir. In high school, I was a part of show choir, and that combined singing and dancing. It's kind of like glee, but not really. And it's really a lot of fun, and I was hoping to build up my endurance for singing. And it was just a great way to work on my music and also make so many great friends that way, too. And another aspect of it, there's two left. One of them is the personal development. So for that one, I chose to be more confident when I'm performing, kind of get over the nerves for that. And for doing that, I joined a rock band, a classic rock band, and I was lead singer in that. And also, I just took each performance as it was. I started a performance ritual, and now I'm double majoring in music and biology, and I don't have the performance nerves anymore. I just enjoy every moment on stage.
That's very neat. And so did you start the... When did you get started with the classic rock band? How did you get started on that?
That started, I want to say, either 5 or 6 years ago. I did guitar lessons from fourth grade, and my guitar instructor, he would put on recitals, had recitals for Raymond Music. And I remember one year I was playing guitar for a girl who was singing a Taylor Swift song. And I was like, I can do that. I can sing. I've always wanted to sing, but it was never something I thought I could do until that moment. And so I started taking voice lessons in eighth grade. And then he asked me if I want to be a part of this band he was starting. And it all kind of blossomed from there. We do a lot of 80s songs, do some Whitesnake, some Queen. So it's just a lot of fun.
That sounds like a great variety of hits. You must have been 13 or 14 years old when you first started working on this. Wow. And there was one final component for the gold medal.
Yes. So that one is an expedition or a trip of some kind. And for that, I planned a trip in 2018, I believe it was, to Greece. We went to Athens and Crete. And my goal for that was to connect with my heritage and the land of my grandparents who are from there, because they passed away before I was born. So it's really a way to connect with them. And I planned the entire trip by myself. I had some knowledge from a hospitality and tourism course I took in high school, but it was very different planning like everything and knowing it was an actual trip you were going on. I made sure to go to stops where our families were. We got to have big family dinners with everyone, which was so fantastic. And also going to music shops where I got to buy a Greek lyre. And that was just so wonderful being able to play the music of my grandparents and my ancestors.
Now, this whole process, it's you've been working on it for so long. How did you first get started? How did you learn about this opportunity to earn the congressional award?
When we start our foundation, I didn't know anything about it at all. And then I saw something, I think it was on Instagram one day about it because they have an Instagram page. And I thought it was very interesting. I was like, oh, this is cool. And then I read more into it and about how it's about personal development, but also helping your community as well. And it's something I was very interested in.
So you had been working on this. This was su these were such this has been such a long-term goal for you. But you have been also working on something a little more recently. Tell us about competing to be Miss Fall River and your experience this summer with the Miss Massachusetts pageant.
So I became Miss Fall River last November, and it's my first year in the Miss America organization. I was Miss Music Town and Miss Congeniality in high school, and that's where you are the head of the music department for the high school. And that was something that was a lot of fun, but I never expected to continue something like that. And then I heard about the Miss Fall River organization and how you get to go out into the community, but also continue to perform at events. And I was born in Fall River, and I'm raised right next door in Somerset, so I couldn't think of anything better than representing my home. And I competed in November. I wasn't expecting much. And then I was just shocked to win the title that year. And so they have all the local title winners, Miss Fall River and the other ones. They compete at Miss Massachusetts in July. So from November to July, I had time to prepare for Miss Massachusetts. But the most important part to me was going out into the community and meeting the people of Fall River and all the wonderful things the city has to offer. And at Miss Massachusetts, I sang I Dreamed a Dream from Les Mis. And my voice teacher at PC here, Elizabeth Heath, she was very generous to help me with it. And it was just really great having her help and her expertise. And I was able to get top 10 for my first year. So it was a lot of fun. I met so many amazing people too.
That's excellent. Now, I just have to salute you for getting so much accomplished, you know. Lindsay, how do you balance it all? How do you keep track of everything and manage your time?
I've always been very organized. You can ask my roommates. I have a weekly planner where I plan out everything for each day. And I just make sure to never commit to something I can't put my 100% in. Everything I do because I love it and something I truly want to do. And I think if you love doing it, you'll always make time for it.
Now, this episode of the PC Podcast will be shared on the first day of classes. What are you most excited for this upcoming year?
I'm excited to meet new people, see my friends again, and just experience everything that PC has to offer, all the wonderful events, Late Night Madness. I'm getting tickets for that, so that should be fun.
And tell us about your biology and your music double major. How did you decide on your majors?
I've always loved sciences, and ever since I was little, I wanted to do something with medicine. So biology is a very obvious route. And with music, that's where I say like biology feeds my heart, music feeds my soul. So combining the two is something that I love about PC, how you're able to do that. And for music, I've always loved singing, dancing with the rock band, and the teachers at PC have really been so accommodating and great in making it so I'm able to do both majors, and they're both able to have equal attention.
So, thinking of all the courses you've taken at PC, which have been your favorite so far? I mean, I don't know if we need to let you choose between pick one from each major, or you can decide.
Oh, there's so many. Well, for the biology part, it's tied. I loved my cellular and molecular genetics course because that's just so interesting learning about different diseases. And we learned about actually the COVID vaccine and why that works. So that was really interesting, something that applies to what we're dealing with right now in the world. And I also really loved my psychology course, my intro to psych. I just thought that was so cool, learning about the different like things about our brain, the neurotransmitters. That was just really interesting to me. And I think from the music side, I really loved my piano course, my piano one course with Michael Kregler, who also is the accompanist for the chorus and the various performances we have. He was just such a fun teacher, and he really let you go at your own pace and do songs that you wanted to do. And I think that was so much fun. And I have to give a shout out to Siv. I know some people don't like it, but I actually really liked the things we did this year. I thought it was really interesting. And we read some books that I wouldn't have otherwise read in my free time. So I thought it was really helpful.
What are some of those books that, you know, again, you probably would not have picked them off a shelf given the choice, but you appreciate having read now?
We read this graphic novel called Mouse, and it's about World War II. This man who wrote it, Art Spiegelman, he wrote it about his father, who was in the Holocaust, and he survived, and his wife survived, and it's really that story. And while it's a story about his survival, it was also a story of a father and a son and generational trauma. And I'm not really one for graphic novels, but it was really interesting seeing the visuals and the words as well.
And what are some things you enjoy doing in your free time at PC? Not that you have a lot between the two majors and your foundation.
I'm a part of the PC chorus. I'm on the e-board this year, so I'm secretary. And I just love being able to sing with all my friends, do various concerts. It's just a lot of fun.
And what are you thinking as you look ahead to your future? What are you hoping to do after college?
I'm hoping to do something in medicine, so probably go to med school after college. And I know music and charity work will always be a part of my life, whether it's giving voice lessons or singing with my band. I know it'll always be there. And because of PC and the music department, I know that I'll be confident in what I do in the future with my music and my biology.
And just thinking about back to your charitable work, Lindsay, I'm curious, you know, you were 12 years old when you got started with the Boston Strong wristbands. How did you get that started? You know, it sounded like you had a lot of help from your family and friends.
Yeah, it was really a grassroots effort. As I said before, we weren't expecting much. We thought, oh, this is just something we can do to help. And I remember when we were thinking of things to do, we thought of a shirt at first, but then we were like, that could be too expensive. You can't always wear a shirt all the time. And then we thought bracelets are something easy to wear. They're cheaper, so everyone can buy them. And it really just shows your support in an easy way. And we went on a website to design them. And we got, I think it was, you had to order something like 300 or 400 at once. So we were like, oh, we're going to have so many extra wristbands. We'll just give them away for free. And then people just kept buying them. And my community of Somerset was really so great in spreading the word and also buying them themselves. We got to put boxes up. And social media was really, really important in spreading the word out. So we had to make a Facebook page. I don't think I knew what Facebook was at the time, but my mom and dad helped us make a Facebook. And yeah, it's just everyone coming together. I remember going to the post office because we had so many orders. So my grandparents and my parents would drive us. They're like, oh, you guys again. it was a really great experience.
I'm just trying to picture what it must have been like when you were so young. Just like you must have spent your afternoons just like filling envelopes.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And the post office, they actually told us ways we could mail it so it was cheaper and more money could go to the charity. And we got a postcard, and then we would tape the wristband down. We'd write thank you, a nice little message on each band, and then we'd put it in an envelope and send it that way because it'd be flat enough. It was some like, yeah, but it worked out really well. And it was nice to have a personal message, a personal thank you for everybody that we got to send the wristbands to.
How many wristbands did you end up selling? Do you have a count?
Oh, I don't know. There's so many. I know the Mass General, they actually bought 300 wristbands for their staff and the victims that were there that day. And we offered to donate them, but they wanted to buy them so the money could go to the One Fund. And so 300 went there, at least a few thousand.
Sure.
Yeah.
And there were a couple of people who really helped you that kind of surprised you with their decision to like support your campaign. Can you tell us about some of those folks?
Well, we were really surprised to see some celebrities wearing our wristbands. President Obama at the time was wearing them on Air Force One, which is really cool. Joe Biden was wearing them, Aerosmith, Taylor Swift had them, which I thought was awesome. I was a big Taylor Swift fan, still am. The Red Sox, when they won the World Series, had them on. So when they had the celebrations, you could see them wearing their Boston Strong wristbands. And also, what meant more to us was seeing everyday people wearing them. Like a middle school science team bought the bracelets and used them as a good luck charm. The winner of Survivor also wore it, and that was kind of his motivation to keep going and to win the competition. And also, the victims and their families who saw it as a symbol of hope and healing.
It sounded like there were a number of just everyday people who just picked it up and ran with it. Just
Yeah.
It sounded like there were other people, kind of like ordinary, everyday neighbors and people who started to sell them as well.
Yeah, it was kind of funny that one of my neighbors, she worked at Mass General. We didn't know it at the time, but she got one of the bracelets when they bought all of them. So that was kind of cool.
So how did your charitable organization evolve? It sounded like you and your brother continued to work on it even beyond kind of that initial tragedy.
Well, we aim at helping those suffering from tragedies and natural disasters. And we watch the news every day, so we don't go out looking for something. We just see if people either reach out to us or if we're just watching the news and something strikes our eye, like, oh, we can help that way. Like with the We See You campaign, we were watching the Syrian refugees fleeing, and that's how we got the idea for that. And we've also helped a young cancer patient who discovered her love for art. We helped pay for her medical supplies and also her art supplies. And now she's doing well and she's painting still, which is fantastic. And we just see things that need help and try to do anything we can to help.
And how have you been able to continue that work during college, with, all the demands on your time?
Well, it's really a partnership. So we both lean on each other a lot. My brother just graduated this year from Clark University. And we really just see things we can do, like our Ukraine Strong wristbands, which we started to help the Ukrainians. That is kind of similar to the Boston Strong, and how when we come home for like a weekend, we just mail a bunch of orders out. And it's just, and with the We See You campaign, we're also still getting shipments in, and we were actually able to reach over $300,000 worth of eyeglasses donated. So that was really great to be able to do that as well.
Well, Lindsay, it's been so wonderful chatting with you today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Subscribe to the Providence College podcast in all the usual places, including iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify, as well as your smart speaker. If you like what you hear, please review and share with others. Thanks for listening, and go Friars.